how many of us need the floodgates of heaven to open up in our lives. I know I do. I know I do. I need God to bless me. Like it said in the Bible, bless me indeed. Yeah, I need a blessing. It's Men's Day. I'm not going to hold you long. It's Men's Day. And all the men are sharp. Don't try to look sharp. When the women dressed up, we say, look at the women. The women sharp. The men are sharp. You know, looking good. Everybody on their post looking good. Yeah, I thank God for the opportunity. I'm not going to hold you long. I thank him for the opportunity to be able to preach this for this special day. It meant a lot to me. You know, all of these guys are younger than me. Yeah, they're younger than me. So, you know, you can learn a lot from young people. And a lot of these men that's in this church have molded me to become the man that I am today. You know, so I want to give flowers when they do. And I really appreciate every man in this church. You know, I look at Tim. I remember Tim was in high school. He a deacon. Yeah, he's a deacon. I remember we was playing basketball. It was some years back. We was at the park. He was going to college. And it's just a blessing to see young men grow up and become what it is that God wants them to be. You know, a lot of times before we walk in our calling, we waiting on the title. God is not concerned with a title. See, he going to equip you to do whatever it is that he would have you to do in your life. Amen. You don't need a title to go and spread the word of God. Yes, sir. You don't have to be a deacon to be hospitable towards your brother. You see what I'm saying? As men, we have to understand. It's our job to cultivate and mold to other young men from generation to generation. Some people say it's hard to be a man. I never tried to be nothing else, so I really don't know how hard it is. You know, it's crazy. Yeah, being a man is hard. I don't know no other way to be. Anatomy-wise, but to put that in a different context, men go through a lot. Yeah, so don't let me hear nobody say it's hard being the man. What else you want to be? Yeah, there's nothing else to be. But you can sit down for a minute, and I'm going to read this scripture. They gave me the scripture for the theme. The theme. We're going to come out of Romans, chapter 8, verse 37. When you get there, say amen. Amen. You can stand, but I didn't want to have you standing too long. Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. All right, and it reads, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Yeah, in this text, this is Paul addressing the church.
All right.
Addressing the church. And as Paul addressed the church, the people was gathered around and he began to tell them that you are more than conquerors. It's a whole lot that went on, and I'm going to go over that before we got to that point. The title is Conquering the Image, Conquering the Comfort, and Him Who Conquered It All.
All right.
Yeah. Conquering the Image, Conquering the Comfort, in Him who's conquered it all. Yeah, when we talk about the image, as men, we have an image to uphold. Whether it's good or whether it's bad or indifference, we have an image to uphold. A lot of things that personifies us as men was painted by somebody else. It could have been the expectation of the woman of what a man is supposed to be, and we have to try to live up to that. It can be the expectations of what's going on in the streets, whatever your nickname is, and we try to live up to that.
That's right.
But either way it go, a man has an image to uphold. And upholding my image, I used to think I was tough. Yeah, I did. I thought I was tough. I didn't know I was a crybaby. Never would have thought I'd be sitting here singing in the choir, and Lord, no, I can't even sing. And to me, singing back then would have messed up my image.
Yeah,
I'm a gangster. I ain't got no business singing. or I'm a Crip. I ain't got no business doing nothing but the image.
Yeah.
We have an image to uphold.
That's right.
Men live, and we are held to that image by the standards of people. Yeah, conquering the image. We held by that to that image by the standard of people.
Yeah.
Some people have an image that's not so good.
That's right.
Some people have an image that's impeccable to people. But it's things that's going on behind the man.
Yeah, right.
It's some things in a man's life that's going on that we don't know about.
All right.
See, it's some things in the dark that men do that we don't know about. And it's called being a man. In order to conquer that, you have to understand that only through Christ will you be able to do so. There's no other way. There's no other way in the world. There's no other way on this earth that you can get past yourself other than through Christ. Because one thing we know as men is we hard-headed, we a lot of things. But you don't become a man, per se, until you experience Christ. And Paul was talking about conquerors. He was important to the church, just not the man. He was important to the church that we are more than conquerors. And I was looking up conquerors, and I didn't know it was a Hebrew word for conqueror. It's called nikeo. In Hebrew, it's called Nikeo, which the Nikes came from, the Nike sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nike sign is just do it. They got a lot of commercials and stuff about just do it. And then he say we are more than conquerors. So when he's saying it's more than conquerors, they put in the back of that, in front of that that word, qualifying word was more.
That's it.
Yeah, the qualifying word was more. So it's more than conquerors. To be a conqueror is to overcome. Yeah, not just overcome, but conquering is to renew land.
Right.
It's new territory, because once I make it from one thing to the next, it's going to be something new coming. The old folks always say that you either going into a storm or what? Coming out of one. But conquering means once you conquer, when the kings conquered that territory, they took everything, gold, they took the cattle, they took everything, and then they moved on to another territory. They moved on to another territory. So their territory was expanded when they conquered something.
Yes,
us as human beings, we conquer something, whether it's addiction, it's, whatever it is in life that we may be having on us that's holding us back from God, we may conquer. God will allow us to get over that. God will put us in a place to where we over it, but then you can't get too good. Because if you go to the barbershop, you eventually get a haircut. You know, I was at the barbershop with my son. I took him not too long ago to get a haircut. And I stepped outside and came back in, and he was standing up. And it looked like nothing happened. And I say, well, Dre, they didn't take nothing off. And he say, no, this how we do it. I say, well, okay. Then I seen my grandson. He just went and got a haircut. They say his daddy took him to get a haircut. And I looked at him. And I'm wondering what's going on. And they say he like it like that. So I'm sitting in the barbershop, and I always tell my wife, I say, if you go to the barbershop, eventually you're going to get a haircut. Meaning if you're hanging around people you ain't got no business hanging around, and you're in a territory that God has taken you out of, eventually you're going to start doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's easier to start a habit than it is to break that habit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I was sitting in the barbershop, and I'm looking. And God brought it to my attention, the same thing that I tell other people. You go to the barbershop. So I'm sitting in there, and I'm sitting down, and I was talking to the guy. And I'm sitting in there a long time, and I say, well, just touch me up. He started laughing. And I'm sitting there. He like, no, your head kind of small. I say, just touch up the beard. So he began to do stuff. He say, you already did it. I say, yes, sir. He say, man, just give me $5. But I was in the barbershop, and I end up with a haircut.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's the small things that Satan will throw in your way that you think that you overcame. See, the thing is, I'm going to go to my second point, is the comfort. Conquering the comfort. We get so comfortable when we get there to where we forget. that it's still battles to be fought.
That's it.
See, and that's how we end up going backwards. A lot of times we end up in the same place, and then it's even worse when Jesus, they told Jesus, hey, can you cast a swine down? You know, them spirits was looking for somewhere to go. It's spirits. I was talking to Mama Price. I say, you know, when I drive to Dallas, as soon as I get on 45, I say, them spirits be right there. They right there to meet me. And it looked like them guys are having so much fun. It do. They don't have to get up and go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
They can
That's
smoke
right.
whatever they want to smoke. You know, it's bad. But those spirits are there, and I can feel it. But see, God will make a way out. See, when you conquer that situation, you can't get to the point to where it can't happen again to me.
Right.
Next thing you know, you find yourself back in the middle of the hood hanging out with everybody that you tried to avoid, and you're going to be back smoking and doing everything, drinking, gang banging, and drugging, and doing everything that's not of God. See, God set us up to be conquerors. Paul told him, he said, we are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
See, it wasn't more than conquerors through ourselves.
That's right.
It was more than conquerors through Christ.
See,
we have to understand who it is that's pulling the string. God is pulling the strings. There's nothing that's going to happen in this world that God don't know about.
Yeah, that's right.
But God has expectations.
Uh-huh.
See, God will take you through a thing, but he don't expect you to sit there and stew in what he already took you out of.
That's right.
See, it's spiritual things that's going on in people's lives and all of our lives that will hinder us from reaching the next step.
Yeah.
To conquer is to increase. If I conquer a situation, then my expectations is a little different.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? A person will conquer a situation, and then their expectations is the same. It's the same because they're scared to go to the next level.
Yeah.
See, it's spiritual levels. It's things that's happening in our lives spiritually that's enabling us to not do what we're supposed to do because we're scared.
Yeah.
A lot of people, it might be somebody sitting next to you, and they may be thinking, I can't answer my calling because I don't have the title. I can't answer my calling because God hasn't spoke to me. But every time you pray, expect God to move. See, the only way you'll understand that is through the Spirit of God. See, there are some things that Paul said. If you read down after he told him that, he said, for I am persuaded. See, I am persuaded. I can convince you. But I can't force you to believe. I can present you with the opportunity to, but I can't force you to act. He say, where is that? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life.
That's right.
Yeah. Nor angels, nor principality. Why did he say nor angels? Why did he say nor angels? Because in life, we have pictures of angels that we physically can see and we can understand them as human beings.
All right.
But the things that we see, the little baby with the pamper and stuff, that's not an angel. I'm sorry.
All right. Talk to God.
Now, if you're a Bible reader and you read this Bible, it tells you what an angel look like. And some of us, if we seen them, it probably kill you. It'll scare you to death.
All
yeah,
right.
it'll scare you to death. People will pray to an angel. It say, nor angels. Yeah, nor angels. So when it's telling you nor angels, it's things in life, it's things in the spiritual realm that people don't understand, and then they authorize them. You see what I'm saying? But to be a conqueror is to be aware. You can't have that certain comfort that I have arrived. And that's why I like the book of Psalms. When David and them was traveling, David say, I will look to the hills from whence come my help. So it was some things going on in David's life. But they didn't write that at the destination. They wrote that as they was traveling. See, a lot of times we want to wait till we get to the destination. And well, God, it's good to testify, but in the midst of it, can you still praise God? See, getting to the destination is one thing, but in the midst of it, David then wrote in the midst of it. Yeah, conquering that comfort, conquering that image. See, that image of how you hard as a rock.
Yeah.
That image, some people just soft. But I'm going to tell you something. The same hot water that hardened the egg, it softened the potato.
All right.
You hear me? Yeah, it softens the potato. Yeah, God will put you in a situation, and however you come up out of it, you can come out hardened, or God can soften your heart. See, it's how you react. You see what I'm saying? Like hot water don't make tea. It just bring out what's in the bag. It's a bag. The tea got the stuff in it, and then when it get hot, it comes out. So whatever you're going through, it's going to come up out of you as a result. See, but if you're not moving in the way that's pleasing to God, you'll be stuck in the same rut. Yeah, no matter what you conquer, what territory you conquer, what principality, he say neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities. So principalities, it allowed me to understand that there's some things that's coming up against my life that I can't even see. Yeah, I never walked to the store and seen a principality going in there to buy a beer. I mean, I never seen, you ever seen a principality buying anything? I never seen it. So it's some things that I can't see as we travel this road. That car wreck that could have happened.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that heart attack that could have happened. You know what I mean? God protects us from the principalities and the things that we can't see. And then it tells you right here, it says right here, nor powers. So it's some things that's more powerful than me as a human being that it's going to take God to conquer.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I can fight what I can't see.
Yeah.
I mean, what I can see. What I can't see, it's only one way to fight.
That's right.
You know, that's through the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
See, awesome. God has a way of exposing things to his people that the normal person can't see. That's why it's always peace. When a person is going through something and somebody say, if it were me, I would have did that. I'm not you. Yeah, that same peace. And it talks about peace that surpasses understanding. The peace that surpasses understanding is a peace that you have to get from God. Only God can give you that peace because God is the Prince of Peace. He spoke to peace. So when it comes to peace, you think, I don't want mine. When I'm praying for peace, I expect, guess what I expect? When I'm praying for health, guess what I'm expecting? Yeah, when I come through these doors, when I come in this church house, I'm not coming in here for play.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm coming in here. If you need gas in your car, what you going to do? You're going to fill it up. Somebody said pray. Pray too, because it's high. Yeah, yeah, we're going to pray too. Yeah, that gas pretty high. You know, I had a testimony yesterday. I was paying my mortgage. And Lord, no, I ain't had no money. I say, Lord, I'm going to pay the mortgage, put a little gas in my tank. And I'll be good till next payday. Everything paid. We got food and everything, but I might need something through the week. So I called the mortgage company. They was like, can I get your name, blah, blah, blah. So I went through the little motions, and they was like, well, your mortgage is this. I say, okay, that's fine, but I only had this. So I paid the mortgage. The lady come back and tell me, no, sir, your mortgage went down. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so don't tell me what God can't do. Yeah, what God can't do. We put this paperwork in months ago for the taxes and stuff like that. And then, yeah, and I forgot all about it. And I was like, Lord, I need a blessing. I'm going to need you. I'm praying hard, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Blow smoke in the tank and do, yeah, whatever you need to do. Only you can do it. No, ain't but $5 in there. But I'm thinking it's a miracle finna happen. I don't know if I'm going to ride on fumes. The fumes of the Lord is, you know, whatever the case may be. But that gas is high. And I turned back around. The money that I needed, they took it off my mortgage. Yeah. God had already made provisions. God had already made, because I expect that from him. Yeah, that's the same way God expects us from us to do what we need to do. Yeah, I pray with expectations. Yeah, when God sent me to a territory, I know it's going to be a fight. Yeah, so I'm prepared to fight. It might not be the fight I want. It might not be the battle I choose. But when God is expanding your territory, it's things that's going to happen in your life. It's things that might scare you and shake you up. But God is in control. Yeah, God is in control. See, sometimes in life we go through things. God is preparing a territory for us. Even if you look in the Bible, when they sent the people, he say they look like giants in our sight. He say the key word, the qualifier was they look like giants in our sight. You see what I'm saying? But God saw something totally different. See, this thing that God got going on, to where God sees all, he know all, he know what you're going to do, he know where you're going to be, he know everything. But if you don't understand the potential that he's placed in you, and you waiting on the title to fulfill your calling, yeah, how you going to expect anything from God? See, we got people in this very room with the potential to do great things.
Yeah, yeah.
But potential without the Holy Spirit is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like it's nothing. Yeah, in order to achieve and fulfill your calling, calling is different from potential. Yeah, everybody in here have the potential to be great, depending on what's great to you. You see what I'm saying? But what's great to God? What can you do for the kingdom? That's what's going to stand. I was at a funeral yesterday morning. I left early in the morning. Made it there real early because I went by myself. Yeah. I didn't have to. Yeah. We all remember that from last time. Yeah. Made it there kind of early. But I was talking to the pastor there. And we was having a conversation. He told me, he said, "How long you been preaching?" I say, "Not long. Say some years. It's been like 12, 13 years just since I've been preaching." And he said, "You know, you got a preacher's manual?" I say, "In my heart." You know, and sometimes wisdom will teach you when to shut up.
Right.
Yeah, because the man told me, he say, "Well, you know, as a minister, it's a lot of things you got to prepare for." I say, "Yes, sir." He say, "See, I can get a minister in here that wouldn't even know how to run the service." And I shut up because the men here, they equip us and they teach us here.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? It's a difference. This man sat there and told me none of his ministers can run the service. But the good thing, God will place you where you're supposed to be because we get trained. Yeah, we get, they teach us the knowledge. See, it's phone calls that's happening. It's things that's happening over the phone while people sleep. We communicating and we talking. I talked to Jermaine the other day. I say, "Bruh, we've been on the phone for like an hour and 30 minutes. He say, "So what?" I say, "So what?" Yeah, Jermaine, but there's things that's going on behind the scenes that equip us for times like this. You never know what you're going to get, who you're going to need. You know what I mean? And then the third point, because I don't want to be long. The third point is him who conquered all. See, Paul was exhibiting the fact that he's a conqueror. He'd been through a lot of stuff before his name was Paul. It was Saul. He went through a lot of stuff, seen a lot of stuff that nobody was ready for. And he was expounding to them about conquering, being a conqueror. He say, "I'm more than a conqueror, even though through what I've been through." And then he explaining to them that, "I know a man." Yeah, he say, "I know a man." And it talks about it. "For I am persuaded neither death nor life, nor angels, principalities, power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature." That's a whole nother thing to be expounded on. Yeah, "nor any other creature shall separate me from the love of God, which is in who?
Christ.
In Christ Jesus." So he was bringing the fact that Christ Jesus is all in all. He say, "I'm not only a conqueror, but I'm more than a conqueror. It's through Christ Jesus." A lot of people will worship an image. And you go to a lot of churches. I've been to quite a few. And as soon as you go in there, you see the white dude with the long hair and the pretty eyes. He got some pretty eyes. That's, you know, he do. Dark blue piercing eyes, too, with the long hair. And they call him Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Because humans need something that they can cling to understand. You see what I'm saying? But the Bible tells you that in order to worship and know God, it has to be in spirit and in truth. See, it say, "I'm not a respecter person." God is not a respecter person. Meaning that he's what you need him to be at that particular time.
That's right.
Don't worry about the physical image of what it is that we create so that we can understand it. If you go into Greek mythology, you know, the guy that you see on the walls at the churches, that's Constantine.
All right. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know, and they worshiping and they walk up to the picture and do all that stuff. I don't know what it means, what it do. You burning sage and you just all kind of stuff. How you gonna burn sage? Well, help me to comprehend. How is you gonna burn sage to get rid of a demon? And the Bible was Jesus was telling somebody about casting out a spirit. He said, "This one, you gotta cast him out with much prayer, fasting." And stuff. So, yeah, he say, because this is a dangerous one. A lot of times, we don't understand. That demon that's been following us and trying to do, this a dangerous one. It want to take your territory. You see what I'm saying? He don't want you to pass go. The territory that we done got comfortable in, and think about the children of Israel. God brought them out, let them pass through the Red Sea. He brought them out, and they worshiped, and they was cool. But the cold thing that you got to understand is that when Moses went back up to the mountain, it was the preachers that said, come on, give me your gold. Give me your necklace. They made a golden image. Yeah, so watch who you follow. If a person is sitting up in here and they telling you anything other than Jesus Christ, yeah, anything other than the resurrection, the burial. Jesus was just a major prophet. Muhammad was a minor prophet. If anybody telling you that, it sounds great. And this time we got a lunatic in the White House. You know what I mean? They taking away, they trying to take away our vote that the men and the women died and bled for. Yeah. And try to make us think that we crazy for doing something about it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's an image. The Bible tells us. Somebody said, Trump, that's the Antichrist. And I looked at it, I say, man, the Antichrist, Trump is like an infant compared to how the Antichrist is going to be.
That's awesome. You know?
And it's a setup. It's a setup. But the Bible tells us that these things are going to take place.
Yep. Yes, it does.
You see what I'm saying? These type of things are going to take place. But in order to conquer, and you have to enter into that new territory, it's going to be a challenge. No soldier ever went to war, took over a territory, and sat back and just chilled. Because the more territory, the more enemies. Yeah, the more you move as a Christian in your word, the more you expand in the heaven, in the kingdom. Yeah, it's going to be more spirits coming after you. It's things that want to draw you back to where God has brought you from. So don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable. It's a thing in Toastmasters, they say leaders celebrate. You can celebrate, shout however you want, but just know you either coming out of storm or you either going into one.
Yes,
you know, y'all be blessed.
You heard the man of God. You're either in a storm, heading to a storm, or coming out of a storm.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."